Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the show. So great to have you here. I'm really, really excited to have my new friend here on the show. So excited to introduce her to you guys. You're going to want to follow her and love her because she is incredible. Her name is Tara Diana. She's a medium, a channel for spirit in all forms. She has her ability to be able to connect with spirit, bring through loved ones, guides, helpers, elders, and other spiritual beings through, and has been with her for as long as she can remember. Tara's connection to spirit has become stronger over the years, and it's really allowed her to leave her daily job and focus solely on the metaphysical aspect of her work full time in a professional manner since the early 20s. So she's highly experienced. Any message that Tara gives is done with the explicit intent of being for the highest good and best of the individual that she's sitting with. And it is Tara's understanding that she is to use this ability to help those seeking her out to release what no longer serves them, process their lessons, and continue to self-heal and empower themselves. So Tara, I'm so excited to have you on the Connected Spirit Podcast, my love.
Okay, first of all, hearing myself described like that is fabulous. So thanks very much. Courtney, I'm super excited to be here. I really am. I love, as you read, to do this work. I love to be connected with people that do this work. So thank you for having me.
I really, I always heard about you when I was at the Spiritualist Church. I was very busy there. I didn't get an opportunity to really network and connect. I always heard good things about you. You're personal, you're relatable, you're down to earth, and also an incredible, incredible medium as well. Could you maybe share a little bit about where your journey with spirit actually started?
You know, okay, this is a little complicated. I've always done mediumship, of course, without knowing I was doing mediumship. So I can remember my earliest connections being when I was 4 years old. And that is a whole story that, you know, my parents sent me to a psychologist, you know, you spend all your nights up. So that was, you know, there. So you dabble in it. You don't really get fed very well, nurtured in it, because my parents, one is Anglican, the other is Catholic. So they didn't really understand what was going on. You had imaginary friends, and that is the norm, right? What happened for me, and this is such a blessing, is, and it's going to sound weird when I say this, but I lost a child when I was 6 months pregnant. So I lost a little boy, and it was, you know, traumatic. It was heavy. And I wasn't doing the spiritual work back then. I was spiritual, but I wasn't doing the work. And for no other reason than I hadn't been nurtured in it per se. Okay. So what ended up happening is my sister called me. Now, bless my sister. Anyone who follows me will know my sister, Paula. She is an amazing individual who does not do this work, but should. Paula. And she said to me, hey, there's a spiritualist church, like literally 10 minutes from your house, Tara. You need to go there. And I did. And when I went there, I just felt at home. And the people there accepted me so quickly. I didn't even really know. This is how far back we're going, Courtney, which ages me terribly. But mediumship was not the big thing. At that point, it was the tarot readings, the intuitive work, you know, the cards. And so mediumship was just one of those things that was kept a little bit more in the closet. You only saw it in specific places. And I'm talking like 25 years ago now. So we're in a very different space now. Mediumship is broadly, widely accepted. And I went in there and they just accepted me. I did some classes. I did some circles. I shouldn't say I did classes. I did some intuitive circles. And in those circles, it was so natural for me to connect. I didn't even realize I was connecting. I was like, I would just say things and people would be like, oh, okay, who is she? And where did she come from? And why hasn't she been here before? And it just blossomed from there. And I just decided this was my life's work. I went to my husband, said, hey, I'm going to quit being a bookkeeper. Yes, yes, I was a bookkeeper. Nothing against bookkeepers, but if you know me, you know. So I let that go. Don't laugh. I actually gave the job to my sister, Paula, who should be doing the work. So I gave it to her and I said, you have this job. I'm going to do this job. And there was a little bit of fear in the transition, right? A little bit of fear, making sure I had clientele, right? Making sure that I could fulfill my family's needs. I have two children. And yeah, so there I was. All of a sudden, I was reading and I was traveling all over the place and doing all sorts of different types of mediumship. So I do trance, I do evidential, I do empowerment, I do all these different things. And there I was, and it just became my life's work, like completely, wholeheartedly, my life's work. And I was so blessed to be able to give up that, what I call it, a muggle job, that everyday job, and sit in this power.
You know what's really cool is, like, I'm listening to you and I go, holy shit, there's like actually some similarities between my story, you know, even losing a child at 6 months, that was horrible, and getting to that place of like, well, I didn't really know I was doing mediumship. It was just kind of there. Didn't have the language, I guess is what it was.
Yeah.
Then you have these experiences where somehow you stumble on the spiritualist church, or maybe for some of the listeners, they go to a mini reading or something like that. And it kind of opens the door and it's incredible. It's like spirit feeds you the breadcrumbs and you follow them and you end up where you need to be. And it's really interesting when you are following that part of you that is so divinely guided by spirit saying, like, this is what you're meant to do. And then look like what happened to you. It just took off and it's been this natural progression and scaling of now a very successful metaphysical business.
You're not wrong. When you said natural, it was natural. I have never for one moment had to fight for my space in the spiritual community. I have always been able to move in, and I grow and develop myself. And in turn, everyone else around me grows and develops, which is really beautiful. So I travel up to the indigenous communities and work with different bands in their healing and their spiritual connections. And that is so interesting because I am I'm just going to say it, as white as they come. There is not a trace of indigenous in me in this lifetime. Do I have guides and keepers that work with me? Absolutely. That have an indigenous culture to them. Absolutely. But they trust me. They trust me because they feel the authenticity of the work I do. So it's not about where you're from necessarily, or how you connect with your own background. It is what spirit gives to you and what I can bring forward to the community. So I love that. That was one of the blessings that really came to me in doing this work and kept me going, kept me being like, okay, you're safe. Because let's talk about that for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out of a space of like working and you have holidays and you have holiday pay, and you have stats off and you have all these things. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're going to your partner, your husband. Hey, I'm going to start this whole business and I'm going to. And my husband is Roman Catholic. So this was like something he was like, okay, if that makes you feel good, I don't have to understand it, he said. But when people come out smiling or crying, and then he kind of looked at me like, I guess both are good. He says, I feel you're doing the right thing. So you do you, and I'll support you in doing you. And that's exactly where you get to go with this. You get to say, okay, you know what? That muggle job, that security in that job doesn't play into filling my heart and filling my soul and doing the work that I want to do. So you have to take a bit of a leap of faith with that, I think, personally.
100%, because there is really a false sense of security when you've got a regular paycheck coming in, benefits, et cetera. I was in the same thing. I mean, different circumstances, but I had to go to my husband, like health issues are coming up. I couldn't do it anymore. Physically, I was like in really, really bad shape. And I said, but spirit's been telling me to start preparing to do this full time. I don't think I'm ready. He says, well, they told you, you must be. And I go, oh shit. Okay. Who's the medium here in this relationship, right? And so interesting, opened up the calendar and I didn't know. And I booked out months in advance, like within a couple of weeks. I was surprised. But it's interesting when you have like spirit support there and you have a supportive partner, because I think that is really important. There's so many people, Tara, I'm sure you meet too, they're doing this, but they don't have that support either from like a spouse, a partner, their family, friends, and it can be a really lonely journey.
Oh, for real. I mean, I will never forget a practitioner, and she's still practicing now, that came up to me one day and said, out of the blue, said, I'm quitting my job and doing this full time. And my whole body was like, she goes, I'm going to do just like you. And I was like, oh, I said, you know, can you think about it? Can you go back a little bit? Can you just, I said, look at it a little bit from that business perspective, because I think people get a little bit twisted in their mindset. First of all, this is our business. No lie. We do this work and we do it well because we're looked after. We have no fear that we aren't going to be able to keep the roof over our head, or that we aren't going to be able to feed our family, or, you know, take care of what needs to be taken care of. So the exchange is real. And anyone that says it's not about the money, it's not. But it's about looking after ourselves. It is about making sure that we are able to progress and be at the highest and best we can be without a fear of not having, right? So I don't fall into that category of people saying, you know, well, I don't need, you need. So if you're going to do this work, you're going to want to make sure you have clientele. You're going to want to make sure that you know where your rent is coming, right? Or your mortgage or your car payment or whatever it is. So I was a little bit like, oh dear, I'm making this look a little bit easier than maybe it is. And in the end, that individual did end up quitting her job and then getting a new job. And then, you know, going part-time and getting, you know, because you have to take care of yourself. Okay. And it takes time to build this kind of business. This isn't, you know, I'm a medium. Do you remember Doreen Virtue, beautiful?
Yes. And then she went Christian.
So that's a rabbit hole you'll hear me talk about that I don't go down as often as maybe I probably should. But I'm going to say this. One of the biggest things that triggered me, and I use that word very, very honestly, about Doreen was that way back when she was traveling with James Van Praagh and John Edward, and they were all popping up here, and is that they would come and they would do these 3-day become an angel card practitioner certified. What in the great goddess certified? So all these people were running to these, you know, bookings down at the Vancouver Convention Center and all these things. And they would come back, and then my clients would be popping up with these websites that they are suddenly these angel card certified readers. And I can remember thinking to myself, this is not how we do it. This is not how you do it. You just don't go down there and take a 3-day course and suddenly become connected to spirit. It's not like that. You've always been connected to spirit. We're all psychics, yep. All mediums.
Yep.
But there is work to be done. And not everyone is meant to do the work. That's a fact.
100%. I totally agree with that. I'll have people that'll come to a class of mine. And the first day when we do the scope, I'll share the scope of the 12, I do 12-week courses, the program, and I let them know. Even though you get a certificate of completion, it does not certify you as a medium. It does not mean that you go run out, grow up a website and start slinging readings because you think it's going to make a quick buck. It takes time to develop. And to be honest, Herb, I never did it because I wanted to make money. I never actually had the intention of doing this professionally. Everything was always inspired by spirit. And I reluctantly, with hesitation and trepidation, go, shit, everything's set up here, spirit. Are you sure? Are you sure? And like, there's all that inner healing and fears and all that you got to go through. No, I do have a business background. I do have a marketing background. Okay, so I know how to run a business, but this is different. There is no other kind of industry like this.
Mm-mm.
There's just not. And so even though you may have a good business background, it is a whole different ball of wax when you start getting into this. And I 100% agree with you. I don't believe everybody's meant to do this for the work.
I just don't. And that is the biggest thing. So for me, one of the key things that I do as a mentor is I say, okay, if you would like me to mentor you, you need to take, and again, it's a 12-week, 3 months seems to be a good time for everyone to get their stuff together, right? But it's called Metaphysical 101. And you have to dabble in every little aspect that I feel is necessary for you to make a solid decision whether you go forward or you choose a modality and you work in that modality. I find it really, really hard to facilitate a space for someone who has no idea what they're doing and wants to do it all. Because you've now decided that you're going to be a jack of all trades, master of none, right? I mean, I am a medium, bar none. I am a conduit for spirit. Spirit allows me to channel, and because I trust the process without any human ego involved, and thank you, Goddess, for that, because it makes it so much easier, it flows naturally. So again, not about sitting here and looking at my husband and saying, hey, I think I can make a really good buck at this. So I'm going to kick the bookkeeping to the wind and I'm going to become a medium. It was never about that. It was about filling my heart because I'm filling others. Right?
I love that.
Being of service. And the extra stuff that comes with that, I feel I'm worthy of it. I feel I'm doing the work. I feel spirit has set me up for success. I'm just here, girlfriend, to bring you the goodness. I'm not here to talk about the entities attached to you or any of the stuff that you hear from people. Curse, all that stuff is not my forte. It isn't. My contract with spirit is good come to me, good go through me. You want me to be of service? Easy peasy, baby. I got you. You give me the good stuff to give to them, not the false stuff. I'm not here to be a fortune teller. I'm not here. And Courtney, let's talk about TikTok for just 2 seconds.
Yes. Girls,
going live on TikTok is a whole different ball game. The people that are coming on than what we, you and I can say this with my full chest, girl, you and I doing the work that we do, the connections that we make, TikTok's not looking for that. They are looking for me to tell them when their PR card is coming. What if
yes.
I love this one. My assistant Kiara, who's on there with me when I'm doing this, you should see her face when these come up because she sees them first and she channels them through to me afterwards so I can, while we're talking. And she's like, oh, I can feel her just not wanting to say it. She's like, she wants to know if so-and-so is keeping secrets from.
Weren't those the worst?
And here's the thing is that is not my forte. That is not what I do. And I've never done that. Right? I've never done that. Now, in a reading, if we go into a space, that maybe those kinds of things come up a little bit, but you're already in that space with spirit and you're in that space with the individual. So that's different. But just having these flipping things, am I pregnant? Am I going to buy a house tomorrow? Those are so different. And I don't find those fulfilling. I am sure that that individual really needs to know that in their mindset, but that's not the way spirit works. And a reminder straight up to anyone watching this, we are not fortune tellers. You have some choice, baby. So if I tell you, spirit and I tell you something that's going this way and you walk out of my room and go that way, come back and see me and we'll have to readjust. But, you know, that's where personal responsibility comes in. People that are coming to us to lead their lives for them, to tell them what they have to do, doesn't work. It doesn't work because we are not here to do that. We are conduits. We don't interpret the message. We don't give you guidance that is our own, right? We just let spirit tell us. I always call myself a little bit the lazy medium because, you know, there's people, you know, you sit slinging, Jody slings the tarot cards, etc. If you want me to sit down and read a whole book on what the Eight of Cups is and the Nine of Swords, we have a problem because I can just ask spirit what the message is. Spirit will just
100%, 100%.
And that is not to diss anyone in the tarot community. That was not to be a diss at all. That is literally saying, like, good on you guys for doing that work because this girl is just way unable to concentrate.
Yes, absolutely. I love the point that you say because it just resonates with me because this is the same things that I've talked about on the show before. This is the same strong opinions that I've shared on my socials and had a lot of opinions back, a lot of positive and negative feedback. We are there to be conduits for spirit. Spirit decides what's come through, not us. If our mind is in the way, it is a filter. It is not pure. And as channels for spirit, we simply open our mouth and pass it along. It's not for us. Spirit is not a parlor trick. Mediumship is not a parlor trick. It's not a novelty. It is an act of service and healing to both worlds. And I have clients. I do psychic readings. I love working psychically. But when I'm doing mediumship, it's evidential. That's it. Psychic, let's talk about it. but I don't do predictions. I only do potential income or incomes, outcomes, because I tell people, honey, you're the one who's in the driver's seat, not me. And please do not feel like, and never be in a position where you feel like you have no control over your life and then you're going to hand it over to a stranger, because honestly, you don't know me. And don't give your power away. Don't give your
hands away.
I don't like it. And if you are worried about your spouse cheating on you, you got bigger problems than coming to a psychic medium. If you are worried about your kids, you need to talk to them.
Yes.
Therapy. Like, you don't need a psychic medium to tell you what to do. You need to figure your shit out with all love. And then come back once that's sorted out and then let me help you.
You know, there is, and let's say it louder for those in the back. There is no reason to believe that you are not capable of looking after your space. Now, on that, most readings, let's be honest, sessions are confirmation affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have your clients said, oh, I knew that, or that's what I was thinking? So realistically, most people are coming to us, if it's not evidential, if it's not allowing a loved one to come through and give a message to them to show them that they're there, that they're connected, because that's a healing, right? That's working with the grief energy. It is really to showcase that they are knowing that what they're doing is going to be okay. They want us essentially to say, hey, this is your path, and this is what spirit says is good for you. And then they can go, okay, it's good for me. Then I am making. So it still is wanting us to make that decision. But in essence, what we're doing is we're giving them confirmation. We're saying, okay, this is where you're going. If that feels good to you, then you go down that road. But again, I like to teach people. And you know, Nancy Brady, a very good friend of mine, I'm sure you know who she is. Nancy Brady has always said to me, we're going to put ourselves out of business at this rate. Because we are always wanting to teach people how to be in control of their space. And as an empowerment medium, that is exactly what I want you to do, is I want you to get down and dirty, girl, with who you are, what you can accomplish, and you do the work.
Yes.
I'll support you, baby. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. Spirit and I, we love that. Get us some pom-poms and you know, I'll come up with a cheer. I will support you wholeheartedly if you do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. No bypassing at all. Well, let's talk about that. You do different types of mediumship. Can you share about empowerment mediumship? What does that look like when Tara's working?
So one of the biggest things that I have going for me is my ability to see past the moment. So, and I'm not talking about fortune telling. I'm talking about energetically being able to see how creating a movement forward will allow your personal self, so your energetic self, so body, mind, and spirit, to really connect and be empowered. And so when I asked spirit one day, I literally was burning out. I'm not going to lie. This was just before COVID. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm teaching, I'm doing all these things, but I feel like I'm not giving enough of myself to my clients. You know, they're coming back. It's the same messages over and over. What am I missing? And I do trans-channeling a lot for myself. So I trans-channel Kuan Yin, Ascended Master, look her up. Beautiful. The Goddess of Mercy. So I literally got this message. Oh my goodness, it was so beautiful. I actually cried when I got the message, and it was, show them what they can be, who they really are. Remind them to do the work. And that's just the nutshell of what I got. It was this long, convoluted channeled message, right? But that's the essence of it. And I thought to myself, okay, evidential mediumship is powerful for real. And I feel that if you are a good evidential medium, and this is my humble opinion, don't come at me, Stansted, but this is my humble opinion, that if you are a good medium, you are able to give 3 to 4 good pieces of evidence, make the connection, and move into the message. As the message for 99% of people is more powerful than the evidence.
Yeah.
And when spirit gave that to me, I was like, damn, oh my goodness, what the heckity heck have I been doing all this time? You know, it's great that you can tell granny that granny, you know, has pink panties, smokes like a chimney, played cards every day, and raised 4 kids. And that's great. Once you know it's granny, you know it's granny. What more do you need? Why is granny here? And there's a whole different school of thought on this. There's people who say spirits don't come through with messages. I'm like, I don't know who you're working with, but my spirits come through with messages. And I made that contract and that agreement that it was going to be powerful and purposeful and help them move forward. So as an empowerment medium, I am here to provide you with the messages that you need, not through judgment. And I don't have any expectation of what you do with it, but that spirit and I provide you, whether it's your loved one, whether it's your guide, whether it's, I don't know, star child or, you know, a seed planted, whatever.
Yeah.
Help you move forward to show you that you are capable, to move you into that space of commitment to self-worth and self-love, because we are all light workers. Mm-hmm. And to be a light worker, you have to be able to consciously work on your own self. And raise your vibration, period. Period. And we will all have our flaws. We all have our human moments. Remember, spirit having a human experience means we have to have that human experience. And we can question and we can sit and be like, why me? Why this? Why? But we have to learn how to assess, validate, adjust, shift, and release and move into that next vibration. And we don't do that as humans. We don't. We get caught up in the very humanness of situations that happen around us, whether it's we have to move, whether it's a lost job, whether it's a partnership that's failed, whether it's a loss of someone. We get caught up in that and we don't do the work. And that's why I'm here to remind people, hey, this may be that moment, but let's assess it. Let's validate the moment. You need to validate it so you learn from it and let's change it and keep going forward. And that is, to me, what an empowerment medium is. And I have not come across anyone using that terminology for themselves. Empowerment medium, evidential medium, absolutely. Psychic medium, for sure. Intuitive medium, hallelujah. All of those things are there and we're all them anyway. But I focus on moving you through my messages, whether it's evidential, whether it's trance, whether it is guides, to move you in a direction of upliftment, empowerment. Because for me, the passion of living has to be empowering. So there you go. That's what an empowerment medium is. I don't know how.
Girl, I love that. I love that. Yeah, because I've never heard, you know, everybody has their own take on what a psychic medium is, what an evidential medium is, what an intuitive medium is. And that's cool. Like everyone's got their own flavor, their own way of doing things, right? And I think it's awesome because I don't think there's like a cookie cutter form or way of being a medium. I think that limits the world of spirit, and spirit is limitless. We're spirit, we're limitless. So why are we putting people in freaking boxes? And why are we putting spirit in boxes? Let's open that door up. Let's open up that possibility to healing and really limitless possibility that's available to us on both sides of the veil.
You know, can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
You know, I know that there's, you know, Lilydale, Stansted, you know, there's places that you can go to and you can sit and you can learn and teach. But one of the biggest problems that I have with those places is that they want you to just focus that this is the only way that you can do it. And are we all unique? Are we not all vibing at slightly different levels? And how we perceive things is going to be different. So putting people, and I found this when I was teaching, oh my goodness, I was teaching mediumship so many years ago when this happened. And what was happening is that I was teaching a standard of mediumship. So, you know, the logical way to follow through with mediumship. And there was two women in the class who just weren't, they were fully capable, but they weren't able to bring the evidence through. And so I gave them a different way of doing it. I call it the chip coffee way. And that's another story for another day. But I called it the chip coffee way. And once they did it that way, they were bringing powerful messages through, evidential messages. But people would chastise them because they would say, oh, you're fishing too much, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. And I was like, you know what? Let it go in one ear, out the other, sweetheart, because although I don't believe in fishing, I don't believe in asking questions throughout, you know, trying to get the message. I believe that you can set yourself up a certain way, get certain information right off the bat, not throughout the whole message, but right off the bat, and then give powerful, authentic, evidential messages. And once those ladies got that under their belt, now if they'd gone to Stansted or Lilydale or any of the other places, they would have been sliced in half. They would have been told they weren't doing mediumship. They would have been told all sorts of things that would have taken them right out of their power and kind of buried them in self-doubt, right? Okay, maybe I'm not connected. Maybe this isn't the way to do it. And they would still go back to trying to fight to do it the way that is considered the norm. And I'm saying we're not all the same. We're not cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
I have seen amazing intuitive practitioners do work that I couldn't, you know, that's not the way I see it. And that's not the way I perceive it. So it wouldn't come from me. But when they gave it to me, I could resonate with it. Mm. And so I'm not into that whole, you know, it's a one way, like you said, a cookie cutter kind of way. I'm not into that. I believe wholeheartedly that if you are open to it, and remember, we talked about this a second ago. We said, not everyone is meant to do the work.
Yeah.
Right? Not everyone's ready to go and get rid of the preconceived notions that you're taught from a child. The ideas and the beliefs that we get buried in as we start growing up. We're not, some people just aren't interested in it. And that is absolutely fine.
Yep.
You don't have to do the work. But the more enlightened you are to your own self, the more that you work with your intuitive nature, the more powerful you are in your everyday life. Therefore, everyone around you benefits.
Absolutely. It's contagious.
It's really contagious.
And I love
like a tattoo. Right? You get one, you got to start getting them all over the place.
I know. And you know, it's interesting because there's so many different types of mediumship and people have like very strong views of what it shouldn't be like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I have some views too. Like my thing is, don't be bringing in dire predictions and negative shit because that's ego. That's not spirit. And I
thank you, great goddess. Thank you.
It's not spirit. Spirit never gives bad news. If you, like for the listeners, if you ever get bad news in a reading, please know that it's not spirit. That is the reader. That's a red flag. And then you call them on their shit. Because spirit, I've done thousands of readings now over almost 10 years. Never, ever, ever has spirit ever done that. And I don't think they ever will. Because that's not their vibration. That's not their intention. It's not the purpose of spirit communication. It's just not.
Because how does that help you?
Don't.
How does that help you?
No.
It doesn't. Help. It's not productive. And if someone comes in and says to me, I feel sick and I'm not here to diagnose you. Even medical intuitives, I get a little freaky deaky when they start, you know, doing the diagnosis. I watch and I'm very prepared to, you know, make sure that the end result is something that is a positive, you know, something that they can go and deal with because we're not here to frighten anyone.
Yeah.
We're not here we're really not here to make you go backwards, right? If you want to do inner child work or soul retrieval work or shadow work, there is opportunities to do that in with all sorts of different ways that are empowering, empowering you. If you are not looking to be empowered, I would honestly say don't go to a psychic medium, intuitive medium, empowerment meeting. If you're not looking to see where you're going to be able to make your next steps in a positive manner, I wouldn't be seeking guidance. I'd be working on my inner self.
100%. Because when you are going to do this work, spirit is going to, or go to a reading, spirit's going to bring through what you need, not necessarily what you want. And there's a vast difference. And then people complain that the readers didn't give them what they wanted. Or that was, I was expecting this and I didn't get that. Hold on. That's the problem. You had an expectation.
Yeah, right there.
That's the problem, you know? Spirit knows you better than you know yourself. So if you're not in that space of being open to trusting them, then I like 150% agree with you, Tara. They need to figure some stuff out on their own and then come into a session, whether it's with a medium, empowerment meeting, a psychic, whatever that is, because then you're actually going to get more out of the time that you spend with that individual. You really, really are. I love that you are so passionate. Like it's so evident. You know, when I, you know, connected with you in person, we've spoken online a few times and feeling your energy, like you can feel the authenticity, the transparency and the power that comes through you because it's so inspired by spirit. That I think is what is bringing in these people, you know, that are ready for this support, this next phase of awakening, this next phase of revelation, like our shit comes up to be revealed and then healed. You know, I truly believe that. And then there's people like yourself that allow that, not even allow, but you support people, you facilitate that process for other individuals. And like, that's potent. And I believe like for those that are curious about mediumship, be open to however the spirit wants to work with you. It doesn't have to just be giving a communication. Like I always tell my students, I'm like, there's so much more to mediumship than just spirit communication. There just really is, in my opinion.
Because being a medium is, you are a conduit. Yeah. And I think people get really, really confused by that. So we are a conduit for spirit. So whether you're an energy practitioner, whether you are a conscious channel, evidential, intuitive, you are still a conduit for spirit, right? So that means that spirit is coming down through the etheric into your crown and you are giving. So in essence, the only thing you are doing is being the vessel. That is it. It is how you be that vessel that matters. And that comes from a place of trusting the process. If you cannot trust what you're getting from spirit, then you are an ego. And that might be something you have to just work through, right? Getting that confidence in this. I never had to work at that. It just came naturally. I just gave it out. And I was just like, I don't know what that's about. And I was okay with not understanding the messages.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. You know what? I gave a message to someone, and this was many, 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 many years ago, to a woman who had been traveling in UK for quite some time. She'd come back. And in the middle of the message, I said the most strangest thing to my own ears. I said, did you have three ducks named Huey, Dewey, and Louie? And in my mind, I can remember thinking, sweet goddess, I can't believe I'm saying this. And she looked at me and she said, oh my, in Portugal. And I was like, and they were named Huey, Dewey, and Louie after, it's from like a Disney thing or something, or
I think it's a cartoon. Yeah.
And she was like, yes, because we watched that when we were little. It was still over in England. And I was like, well, spirit, well done, friend. I was like, thank you. But my humanist crypt in there was like, are you really going to say this? And I was like, absolutely I am. And if it doesn't resonate with them, there is something that will resonate with them, excuse me, down the road.
Yeah.
There always is.
Absolutely. You know, it's this beautiful journey of discovery when we allow spirit to take the lead. And it involves surrender, and not everybody wants to surrender. And what does surrender mean? It doesn't mean you relinquish control, but you allow spirit to take the lead, trusting that they are guiding you for the highest good of all involved. And really, I always tell people, spirit, when they come in and they work with us at whatever phase in our path they find us, they just come in, they swoop us up like that. But they're holding us in this presence of love. And if you can allow yourself to embody the essence of love first within yourself, you're going to be able to trust and recognize that frequency when it gathers close through spirit.
Words are powerful. And that word surrender, that scares people.
Yeah,
that scares people. Just like you said, it's about taking, am I in control? Am I not in control? Who am I surrendering to? What are they going to do? So again, it comes from that place of really, like I said, metaphysical 101. Tap in, figure out what resonates with you. We have many teachers in this world, but if you get this one under your belt, then what you're really saying is, okay, now I've got the fundamental aspects of the metaphysical spiritual world. So maybe I'm not going to do evidential mediumship like Tara and Courtney. Maybe I'm going to do energy work like Harbinder or Cindy, or maybe I'm going to do animal communication like Nancy, right? It doesn't have to be the same flavor. You may totally love Courtney and I and think like, girl, I want to be like you guys. And why not? But my answer is no, you don't. You don't want all this. You want to be you. And because people will be attracted to who you are and what you give your way. We're just here to give you some ideas and some thought patterns and some really great etiquette. Please learn etiquette in giving a message. We're just here to give that for you. And we love to do the work. Therefore, we are great, great teachers to be able to give you what you need to make sure that you feel fulfilled in making next steps towards your growth and development, whatever that may be. There's lots of people that come and do the metaphysical 101 with me and then head off somewhere else to learn more about healing modalities or more about tarot card readings. And I'm just the facilitator of the next step.
Yeah.
I can't force you to do anything. I have no expectation of what you're going to do. And I sure as H-E double hockey sticks, I'm not going to judge you on what you choose to do.
I love that because there's a lot of judgment in the community. And people think, well, spirituality, it's safer. You don't have judgments and the criticisms. Like, I grew up in a Christian home. Parents were elders in the church, went to a Christian private school. And there's a lot of, you got to be this way, you got to do this, that's it. Well, guess what? I've also seen that in the spiritual community. I've seen it in the spiritualist churches. It doesn't resonate with me, because if we are being guided by spirit, then we know that spirit allows us to do what we want using the gift of free will. And if spirit doesn't tell us what the hell to do, why is some person with a meat suit got the power? Why are we letting them do that? Fuck that, you know? And it doesn't resonate with me, like, at all. So, you know, and another thing is kind of a side note, you know, if you ever feel like spirit will never control you. Let's put it that way. Spirit will never control you. So don't hand your power over to those that still have a body and allow them to control you. It's about freedom and liberation to allow your soul to find its fullest expression here while you're still in the physical world, and allow that to be expressed and fulfilled in whatever way resonates with you, whether people like it or not. Here's the thing. Everybody's got an opinion. Don't mean it has any value to it. So own your beauty, own your brilliance, address your crown, and act accordingly. Get on with it. Own your light.
On that note, spiritualism, calling yourself a spiritualist, is not an excuse for bad behavior. Okay, I'm going to say that loud and proud. You can have your opinions, and you don't have to like everyone in the spiritual community. You just respect them at whatever level they're worthy of, in your view. That's yours. But spiritualism is not an excuse for bad behavior. And when people start doing the whole, well, I'm holier than thou in all of this, I walk, Courtney, faster than your head can spin. And I've always said, and I say it with my full chest, girlfriend, that you don't have to like me, but you're going to respect me, because I am never going to do you harm. I may not agree with you. I may not find that our flow is copacetic, and that's cool. But I will never, ever do anything that's going to harm you. You may not want to have a conversation with me about something. I can be a little bit much. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Scorpio, and I'm going to say this, and people are going to laugh. And I'm older now. So I don't want to sit in energy that doesn't suit me. I don't want to play games. And I don't want to do what doesn't feel authentic and right for me. And I don't have to. But I will never, ever claim that spiritualism made me be the way I treated someone poorly, or spirit told me to do this. The H-E-double-L, I'm going to do that. That's not going to happen. And just because you go to a spiritualist church doesn't mean that you are actually practicing spiritualism. You don't have to believe in the seven commandments. Well, you don't have to believe in the 10 commandments, although they're common sense. I mean, let's be honest. Don't sleep with your neighbor's wife, and don't steal from your neighbor, and
don't kill people.
You know, the spiritualism has the seven principles, and they are lovely. But you don't have to believe in all of them to be a good person and to still come and to still participate in good energy and good vibration. Just remember, guys, just because a spiritualist church holds us up high, bet you if you walked in there and you took a good look at it, you'd be like, okay, is everyone adhering to all of that, or are they just doing the best that they can do? Is that not good enough for a change?
100%. I love that.
Humble opinion, right?
Well, 100%, but it's the truth, though. And I mean, that kind of goes down into a whole other topic. But, you know, I think that is just a really, really good way to kind of like bring our conversation, you know, kind of wrapping it up. Because I just, if you listen to this last minute of the conversation, everybody, rewind it, listen to it again, and just allow it to really resonate, touch you on a soul, cellular, energetic level. Because when you said that, it touched the spirit. So thank you for sharing that. Tara, you are one busy lady. You got so much stuff going on. Let people know how to find you, what you got going on.
Okay, let's do this, and we're going to do it quick. Every single platform that I am on will be under Spirit Essence by Tara Diana, including my website. So Spirit Essence by Tara, T-A-R-A, Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Please watch my podcast with the beautiful Nancy Brady, Spirits, Angels, and Guides. Oh my, we're on all the platforms there too. And please come and join the summits. I have started a beautiful, beautiful community. It's called Soul to Soul Summits, and we are bringing practitioners from all over the world. It's virtual. We're doing workshops. We're doing mini sessions. We are just bringing people together, and it's free to register. So as an audience, you can come in and participate at no cost. So please go check that out on the website. We have one coming up in April. We have one coming up in May. We have one in June. I mean, we're trying to have something every month. So please, Courtney, I'm sure is going to join us. She may not know it, but she's gonna come and see some of these people. We have people from Italy, Australia, the United States coming in and doing the work with us. And I would love to build this community of beautiful light workers, not only as practitioners, but as the beautiful souls that are coming in as the audience members. Let's grow together. And I would love to see you all there.
I love that you have this beautiful community that you are building. And I love that it's so inclusive. So everybody, everything that Tara has described, you can go click on it right now in the show notes. Tara, it's been so wonderful to just share this space with you, to listen to you, to be able to feel your energy and your love and dedication to this work.
Oh, of course.
There's so much sincerity in that, Tara. And I just want to let you know, I see you, I honor you. And the work that you do, it's touching people. And I see that. And it's beautiful to see, because we need more light workers like you, you know, and you're building that community to bring them in. So it's so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your voice on the show today.
Oh, Courtney, I'm so grateful to you. And girl, I don't know where you've been all my life, but I can't wait to see what we can create together, because sharing is caring. And I love that so much. We need to get t-shirts that say that. But Courtney, again, thank you for the opportunity, for being a part of my world now. I'm excited to see where we go.
Likewise.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey. So stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.